With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich. The Wheat Quality Council's tour through fields in North Dakota and Minnesota came up with a yield estimate of 49.1 bushels per acre. The Durham estimate after the tour was at 39 bushels an acre. Those figures were the highest level since 2008. The yield estimate for spring wheat is higher than the USDA forecast of 47 bushels an acre that came out on July 12th. For Durham wheat, the tour result is a bit smaller than the USDA estimate of 40.3 bushels. Almost 50 people took part in the wheat tour, with many coming from wheat, milling, and baking industries and USDA officials. Last Thursday, scouts stopped at several fields along the North Dakota-Minnesota border and sampled on both sides. The spring wheat weighted average that day, including the Minnesota fields, was at 53.1 bushels. Participants assessed a total of 267 spring wheat and 35 Durham fields, mostly in North Dakota. And we'll be back with more Ag News right after this.
Remember checking the markets back in the day? If you go way back, they moved about a nickel a year. It was up a penny, the word spread through party lines, and everybody revved up their single axes with no hoist and motored to town. Then came the 70s with a Russian grain deal, tandems and limit moves on the grains, 30 cents beans. The radio was just starting to have closes and sometimes the 6 o'clock news had markets. Nowadays, almost everyone has semi, and you have text alerts from your favorite market analysis. Memories, need seed, think proceed.
Farm and ranch production expenditures for the Plains region totaled $99.2 billion in 2021. That's up from $85.3 billion in 2020, according to USDA's National Ag Statistics Service. The Plains region includes North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas. The results are based on data from farmers and ranchers in the Plains region who participated in the Agricultural Resource Management Survey conducted by USDA's National Ag Statistics Service. Producers were contacted in January through April to collect the 2021 farm and ranch expenses. In Minnesota, farm production expenditures totaled $20.2 billion in 2021. This was $2.26 billion above the 2020 total expenditures. Feed expense, up 36% to $3.69 billion, represented the largest single production expense in Minnesota in 2021, accounting for 18% of the total. Rent, up 2% to $2.06 billion, was the second largest expense and accounted for 10% of total expenditures. The largest percentage increases from last year were for tractors and self-propelled farm machinery, up 154%. With a look at your top Ag News headlines, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich for the Growing Harvest Ag Network. And be sure to subscribe to the Growing Harvest Ag Network podcast, available on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. Once again, I'm Sarah Heinrich for the Growing Harvest Ag Network.